find your healthier self with full body workouts for all levels and ages. Get 15% off new memberships. Go to clubpilates.com for more information.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You are watching the English-speaking Al Jazeera Network. Death to America. The English-speaking action news with Abdul Karim Aziz.
Death to America.
Co-anchor Jumana Fauzi.
My husband allows me to say only death to America.
The weather with Sunny Alibaba.
This weekend, the weather's going to be hot, hot, hot. I'll give you tips on staying cool. Here's one of them. Death to America.
Berhan Amir with sports.
I'll have the results of the soccer finals between the Mashhad Scorpions and the Tabriz Sunweevils, plus death to President Bush.
Yazid Al-Farouk with entertainment news.
Come with me as I go behind the scenes on Lemony Snicket with rubber-faced funny man Jim Carrey. And death to Jim Carrey!
And now, Abdul Karim Aziz.
Good evening, and death to America. Our top story tonight. A Hamadan man lost control of his Passat and slammed into a herd of goats. We go now to Muammar Manir at the scene. Death to America.
Yes, thank you, Abdul. Death to America. I'm here with Ube Shihab, who witnessed the accident. Miss Shihab, tell everyone what you saw and death to America.
Death to America. I was standing over by the store with my friend, just saying to him, death to America, when this car came flying out of nowhere and then slammed into the goats. And that's it. Death to America. Oh, is it possible to say death to America to my mother and sister at home? Hello, Gani. Hello, Jasmine. Death to America.
Yes, thank you, Muma. And death to America. Jumana.
Please forgive. My husband allows me only to say death to America.
Oh, you know, that reminds me, I only allow my wife, Mary Pat, to say death to America. Yeah. And yesterday we were at this party, you see, right? And somebody asked her where the bathroom was.
No.
And she could only say, death to America.
Death to America.
Oh, that's enough now. Okay, that's enough. Okay.
And now with sports,
Berhan Amir. Berhan.
Today was the opening day of the Death to America Cup. Though everyone was at the top of their game, it was the Death to America cheerleaders who stole the show with their decadent display of hot Western sexuality. Back to you, Abdul. Death to the cheerleaders.
Yes, thank you very much.
Death to America.
And now hold on to your towels, because it's time for that crazy entertainment reporter, Yazid Al-Farouk.
All Americans are murderers, and one of them is a thief. And his name is Matt LeBlanc. He stole my heart. It's Joe. I must see TV Thursdays. Death to America! Except for Joey.
Oh boy, that Matt LeBlanc has impeccable timing.
Impeccable.
It's very good, yes.
Death to America.
And now with another Death to America editorial, our station manager, Marak Al-Fadda.
Do you ever wonder why we always say death to America? I do. Do we really mean death to all the Americas? Death to South America? Death to America, the band from the 1970s? Perhaps I'm dating myself. When we say death to America, don't we really mean death to the United States? Or the U.S. for short? Sure we do. So next time, let's say what we mean and say death to the United States. That's my opinion. What's yours? Email me at deathtoamerica.org.
The Death to America views in this editorial are not the views of this station.
Oh, goodness. Wait a minute. Yes, they are.
From all of us here at the Al Jazeera Action News team, good night and death to America.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump meets with the leaders of other NATO countries today in Brussels, Belgium, again complaining they don't pay enough on their own defense.
Commitments have been made for over $40 billion more money spent by other countries. So that's a step, but it's a very small step.
He'll meet one-on-one with the leaders of Germany and France this afternoon. His Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, will be meeting with more Republican senators at the Capitol today. Vice President Pence tells Fox Kavanaugh is
a judge with the background, the temperament, and the experience who we would be confident would faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says President Trump
chose the candidate who he thought would best protect him from the Mueller investigation.
Kavanaugh has written that sitting presidents should not be subject to criminal investigation or prosecution or civil lawsuits. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Those in this country that want to strip away your freedoms. This may be tough to swallow, America, but there are those that want to take your drinking straws. The right to carry, own, and use a straw is under attack by turtle-loving environmental wackos. Sure, they'll say it's just a straw, but what's next? Sippy cups? Travel mugs? The right to drink itself? In 1775, Patrick Henry, while waiting for a caramel macchiato at a Virginia Starbucks, proclaimed, "Give me a straw or give me death." Patrick? Your inalienable right to suck a sugary carbonated beverage through a plastic tube, a right granted by our forefathers, by God himself, is being threatened. Remember, straws don't kill turtles. Turtles who don't know how to use straws kill turtles. A message from the NSA, the National Straw Association.
Another chit-chat session before the show begins. Grant Budell, when you're walking across the mall trying to keep a low profile and someone shouts out,
"Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!"
How do you respond?
"You stupid, ignorant, dumb."
Jay Scott, in your opinion, what are the best three words heard on this show every morning?
Did you know?
Emily Hayes, how are the wedding plans going?
Did something happen for this to come up again?
Bailey the Wonder Dog, what's on your mind?
"Yo, man, can I have some chicken?"
And Rich Thomas, if you could have one wish, what would it be?
"I wish this show went to 10.
Well, I believe everyone's ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready!
Good. Then we're all agreed.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Rich, we just got word that we will be on till 10.
Oh, no.
Oh. It's no bubble.
Right. Jay Scott here. Emily Hayes.
Yay!
And he's just got Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Looks like some fog in some areas. Some are reporting a quarter of a mile. Troy, half a mile. Out at the Montgomery Regional Airport, 2 miles visibility in a little what's described as mist. Our forecast for today, a very hot day, with a high temperature in the middle 90s and the heat index 100 to 105, and widely scattered afternoon storms. Translated, that's isolated. It means the same thing. And tonight's low down to about 74. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot again with a high in the mid-90s, isolated to scattered storms tomorrow. So a little bit better coverage perhaps on the radar. Triple-digit heat indices continue on Friday and Saturday with highs in the low to mid-90s and a little better coverage on the storm in the afternoon and evening. Beach forecast, well, I'll tell you what, we'll table that for just a little while. Southwest winds at 3 miles per hour right now. Dew point is 72, and with just a little mist in the air, the temperature is 73 at 609.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
It's almost over. You don't care who wins the World Cup. The matches seem to go on and on and on. The scores are low, and, well, the United States wasn't even in it. Well, now, Steven Spielberg is bringing action and adventure to soccer. Coming in 2022, Jurassic World Cup.
Well, that was just three passes. It comes to Muller. Okay, worth a hit from there.
Jurassic World Cup. Next time around, you won't miss a game. May the best team survive.
I got, I guess I pulled for the wrong team. I got a testy note from our friend Fun Size Jane.
Oh.
Remember yesterday I was saying I was kind of pulling for Belgium?
Yeah.
And I guess they lost.
Yeah, France won that one.
Yeah. And I believe that the Greg Budell curse is being applied to that situation.
Uh-oh.
So it would seem.
Who are you going to take today then? Croatia? Or?
Yeah, I think because I might have some ancestral heritage in that neck of the woods.
Okay.
It's all over right there somewhere, right? It, isn't it in Eastern Europe?
It's, I know it's far east of Elmore County.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big leap. So I guess I'll root for them. Actually, I should find out who Jane wants to win, and then I won't root for that team.
That's right.
So that they have a chance to actually win the darn thing. We have our most electrifying story of the morning. It's
electric. Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
This story's kind of dark, I gotta warn you.
Oh, no.
And a potential morning maroon candidate, although we tend to make morning maroons people who survive their stupidity. There was a lady who was having some automobile repairs done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the mechanic agreed to accept her services as compensation.
No.
For the for his services. Her services for his.
Oh.
So they reached this agreement, and they did what they said they were going to do, but they did it in a garage with the door closed and the engine running.
Oh, God, I heard about this.
And it'll never happen again.
They are dead.
What?
Yeah.
Carbon monoxide.
First of all, he kind of been a very bright mechanic if he was letting the engine run with a closed garage door.
I mean, if she's ever seen a Lifetime movie, you know that's a right. bad joke.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's electrifyingly stupid.
So there's a moral to this story, folks, huh? Right?
What is it?
If you're paying...
what's a moral?
Yeah, that's...
If you're paying...
I gave Rich the old...
What is it? If you're paying, paying with sex, make sure that there's a highly ventilated garage.
Make sure you can cash that check. It is 6:13. We've got your news coming up a little bit later in the hour. TV ratings and something that happened this past week that did not happen all year up until now.
Front row.
The timeline featuring the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson for today and more. Cool. Students, have your notepads ready for today's lesson from Professor Thomas. Oh, and it's been three good days in the markets. The economic news has all been very, very positive.
The futures are down 200 points this morning.
Well, that might have had something to do with the conference going on in Europe or something.
Could be.
A little testy over there today.
Could be.
Whatever happens today, though, Brad McDonald makes sense out of it for us. Around 5:10 in the afternoon, and you're invited, sit down with Brandt and his team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management and get a plan together for the big events that are coming along in life, whether it's saving for a first home. Maybe you want to start an investment program, have questions about how to do that, start a retirement plan. It's never too early or too late.
That's what I need to do.
Get with Brandt. Believe me, a few bucks a week today in 40 years. You know, they do the calculation. If they had just taken the money that we put into Social Security and put it in a passbook savings account at 1%, it would be worth five times what we've donated.
Bless it.
But no, they had to spend it on other stuff. They robbed our savings. So don't let the government ruin your financial future. Take control of it. It's very empowering, by the way. Sit down and have that conversation with Brandt. Make the appointment later this morning at 387-0094. But if anybody's up looking at those future numbers right now, it is him. We'll be right back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Following the recent dog death in Trustful, where a woman left her dog in a car for several hours while she shopped at Walmart, Senator Del Mar says he would like to see a Good Samaritan law in Alabama. Marsh hopes to introduce a bill during the next legislative session. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after two women were shot and killed last night. Police say the shooting happened in the 4700 block of Narrow Lane Road. One victim died at the scene. The other died at Baptist South Hospital. So far, no arrests have been made. And hundreds of women riding motorcycles have converged on the capital city. They're called Motor Maids, and they have come from all over North America for their annual convention. They will be in Montgomery until Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Try the radio.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
What day is it?
Guess what today is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Hump day.
And now, are you adequately prepared to rock?
It's showtime, baby.
Who's up for taking a risk when we join CBS 8 and ABC 32 later this morning?
A risk?
A risk.
Like the board game Risk?
That's a board game, isn't it? That's our topic today.
Yeah.
We don't have any board games in the studio, although we have that turd fishing pole or whatever it is.
Yeah, we do.
What?
Oh, you haven't seen that? Hang on a second.
It's in the drawer there.
Which drawer of mystery?
It's basically a toilet bowl.
Risky drawer open of the
What's
day.
It called? Fishing for floaters?
What?
Fishing for floaters. The bad fishing game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're
That's
kidding.
Bunch of
That's
crap.
Poop.
That's exactly right.
That's a poop. It's poop.
That's all it is.
Unmentionables in the bath? Try and fish them out.
You don't have to provide your own. You use the...
The way you said it's... That's poop. It was like...
I'm shocked.
Remember the log commercials? It's a log.
It's like trying to fish out a bunch of Mr. Hankies from the...
I'm just going to leave that there as a little Easter egg.
Oh, for the... Tune in and see if you can find the floaters.
If they can find the floaters. See if they mention it. They may not. They probably won't.
Can they see us, or do they just talk into the camera?
Oh, no, they see us on a monitor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that talkie box works.
And since Rich enjoyed it so much the other day, I've got my top three personal board games.
Oh?
I put steak on TV a little while ago.
You did?
I put a picture up, yeah.
I put steak in my face a little while ago, and it was amazing.
When you go by the office.
How was the food downstairs today?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Steak again?
Yeah. That's what we used to say at our house.
Last week, Food Outlet had the New York strips, and I saw that package, and it just said, buy me, because they were perfect, and they were really, really thick, so I picked them up. With you guys in mind. And that's why I recommend Food Outlet. You know what? I think that package of steaks was about $7 for two large New York strips.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just as lean as could be. Cooking them was a blast this morning. I had to resort to, I have a high beam flashlight. I mean, I could, you know, basically use it as a searchlight if I needed it. It's that bright. And I used that this morning to make sure that everything was grilling properly. You'd be amazed if you watched me pinging around, you know, getting things done. I put them on the grill. I go do something else. I come back to the grill, flip them, do something else, come back to the grill, then twist them so the grill marks cross each other.
Mm-hmm. They were large.
Yeah.
They were. And they were mine was perfectly reddish pink.
Nothing but the best for you guys, you know what I'm saying?
You make me feel important, and I appreciate that.
You are important. Coming up, we have our Baumhauer's winning word of the day. I'm still waiting to find out if they want to continue the, or do the other contest I had suggested. At 6:21, there are occasions marked on the calendar that put us into gift-giving mode, but there's always... And sometimes it's by ambush. You forgot, waited till the last minute. The place to go to get a great gift is Brian Jewelry in Prattville. They've been helping people out for over six decades with great ideas or bringing great ideas to life. If you've had something in mind, you would ask the other day about...
Mm-hmm. My ring being turned into earrings for the wedding.
They can easily do that. That's what a professional jeweler can do. You can build a watch at Brian Jewelry. Put your own personal touch on, of course. If you do that or buy one of their watches in the showcase, they'll repair it for you when it needs work or a new battery. Free care and cleaning on any jewelry. But if you want something made from scratch or something custom done, get there a little early. Give them time to do it so they can make it just right. That's what professional jewelers can do, and that's why they've been the choice. Not just for Prattville, they're at 1778 East Main in Prattville, but people go to Brian Jewelry from all over the river region because of the quality of the product, the price, the service, and the experience. Visit them online at brianjewelry.com. We have traffic. We're back with the timeline.
You see that?
Wow.
That's what I put on TV this morning.
Oh, man.
Wow. I hope they were jealous.
You know what I said? I said, he asked, what do you have for dinner? I mean, for breakfast. I said, you know, NASA used to feed their astronauts this, and then I showed the picture. That's right. It was steak and eggs.
In case it was their final meal.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that, too.
Yeah. Well, you guys are not astronauts, but you're my favorite space cadet. 6:23.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. So far, so good. No problems on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s. Taylor and Vaughn, they are all clear and accident-free. Interest rates are going up. Choose from 10 different models with interest rates as low as 0% at Reinhard Toyota. Go to ReinhardToyota.com and unlock your price. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic,
I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Pay attention to what I say, and you'll do just fine.
My Bentley is covered with eggs!
God, we have fun.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Swamp star Twinkle Cavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth? Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump, quote, the only choice for true conservatives. Here's Will Ainsworth 2 years ago on Trump.
Any Republican official who votes for a candidate other than Trump might as well wear a Hillary Clinton, I'm with her button to their polling place. 8 years of Obama have allowed socialism to take root in the United States. The milquetoast Republican officials who renounce Trump should put the needs of the nation ahead of their childish tantrums. Every Republican should join me in supporting Trump.
If lobbyist, career politician, bureaucrat Twinkle Cavanaugh will lie about Trump, what won't she lie about? Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry in the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Reminder, Fred Mark Diamonds, you better believe it, we have the Fred Mark Diamonds. They're all responsibly sourced, totally beautiful, beautifully cut, and there's only 1% of all the diamonds in the world that qualify for diamonds. But do you pay more? Absolutely not. You're dealing with Marguerite's here. Okay, we have the best diamonds. They go straight from the mine to our cutter to us. There's no middleman. You get the best diamond for the less money.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi. Gave thousands of dollars to Democrats and their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook. Because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You wake up and go to work every day with a plan to eat healthy, but then someone brings cookies and pizza for everyone, and you notice it's making your pants fit a little too tight? You can't let free food go to waste. Let me tell you about working in my cubicle, and it really sucks. When I hear the Karens making cake in a cup, then I smell frosting, and that is my cue. Work is where I get my fill of junk food. Eating in the break room. Snacks are in the break room. Now I look all flabby when I'm at the pool, cause I like chowing down on treats in the work break room.
It is 6:28 with the timeline for this convenient day, 7-Eleven. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
Yeah, 7-Eleven, I like that. This is 7-Eleven Day, did you know that?
I honestly didn't think about it until Craig said something.
It is Slurpee Day or 7-Eleven Day because it is 7-Eleven. It's the 192nd day of the year. There are 173 days remaining. On National Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
Dang.
Yeah.
Cheer That's up. Sad.
Go find somebody lonely and cheer them up today. Make your own Sunday day. Sundays are good. It can be good. I know you wouldn't. You wouldn't like Sundays because it's got chocolate, right?
Well, I mean, like caramel.
Okay, you could do it that way.
Caramel.
National Blueberry Muffin Day. If you get a good blueberry muffin, it's nice and warm. That's a good thing.
When I was a kid, I didn't like blueberry muffins. My mom would make them every Sunday before church. Mm-hmm. So she would make a couple of tins for everybody else, and then she would make one row that didn't have any blueberries in it for me.
Because
she's awesome.
220 years ago, 1798, the U.S. Marine Corps permanently established by Congress. 214 years ago, 1804, Alexander Hamilton engaged in a pistol duel with Vice President Aaron Burr. It was a fight to the death, and Hamilton lost. But he still lives on the $10 bill and a Broadway play, by the way. Burr finished his term as Thomas's vice president, but his political career was over. 1859, Big Ben tolls for the first time. 1914, Babe Ruth makes his MLB debut. It happened. He pitched seven strong innings to lead the Boston Red Sox over the Cleveland Indians by a score of 4-3. 1914 on this date. 1922, the Hollywood Bowl opens, one of the world's largest natural amphitheaters. They had the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. The Beatles performed there in 1964. Bob Eubanks brought them there.
Mortgaged his house.
Yeah, yeah.
To do that.
Pretty good bet, though.
Now, our song of the day, and I'm pretty sure it's a song that we've never done. In our series of song now well over 500 strong, it was on Memphis-based Stax Records. Came out in the late summer of love, 67. Got famous again in the late 70s when the Blues Brothers redid it. Written by Isaac Hayes. How about that? It's the dynamic duo. Sam Moore, Dave Prater, Sam and Dave, Soul Man. Here's one for you, Greg. The year's 1970. The group is Three Dog Night. They have a number one song now, and it's written by Randy Newman. What song am I talking about? 1970, number one song. Three Dog Night. Randy Newman wrote it. What monster hit am I talking about?
Mama Told Me.
Oh, you got it. Winner, winner, winner. Jay Stewart, what do we have for him?
What happened?
Oh. Fishing for floaters, the home game.
Thank you.
The home game.
The whole family can enjoy. It's fishing for floaters.
Gather around the toilet.
Oh, my lands.
1979, Skylab comes crashing to Earth.
Oh, man, I remember that.
It was in the Indian Ocean.
There was another song involved with that one, isn't there?
Song involved?
ELO took out ads in trade magazines for Don't Bring Me Down.
Oh!
I'm not kidding, yeah.
That's a great song.
That is a good song.
Skipper told me about that.
31 years ago in 87, Bo Jackson of the Kansas City Royals became a two-sport star by signing a contract with the Los Angeles Raiders. So he's an all-star in both sports. Nike started the campaign around him, Bo Knows. 10 years ago in 2007, former First Lady Lady Bird Johnson died in Austin at the age of 94. So it was 10 years ago today in 2008 that Apple released the iPhone 3G. It had 16 gigabytes of storage. It had a 3.5-inch screen, and it weighed 4.7 ounces.
It had the worst, like, it had that edge internet thing. Like, it didn't have LTE or 4G or anything else. It was that edge thing. Oh, God, it's horrible.
That was 10 years ago. Look where we've come.
The App Store launched with 500 apps.
Really?
Do you know how many are on there now?
No. 5 million.
About that much.
Look at me go.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's a lot.
They're discontinuing the iPhone 10, the X or whatever they're calling it.
They're discontinuing
it? Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It was on Drudge yesterday. That and one of their others, the S.
Hmm. What do you mean they're discontinuing?
I have the 8 plus.
You mean they're not going
to? I'll look it up. I'll find it.
Okay. Suzanne Vega is 59. She had that terrible hit called Luca.
Oh.
Tom's Diner, too.
Yeah, I was going to say Tom's Diner.
Richie Sambora is 59. 59.
That's crazy. Wow.
Giorgio Armani is 84 today, fashion mogul. We're 51 days to SEC football. 77 days till the start of birthday season. Greg is first up on that list. Christmas, 167 days away. We're closing in on that. And that could only mean that the wedding countdown is now down to T-minus 198 days.
Oh, jeez.
That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Well done.
It's no problem.
And now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Special. Special is the word. Lingering.
No problem.
Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be the sixth caller at 272-9228 with the word special. And, of course, at Baumhauer's, there's a lot more than just their legendary wings. Ask your server about the daily specials like Chef Zoe's Meatloaf Swamich or Baumhauer's classic from the past, the Buffalo Chicken Quesadilla. That really is incredible. Mm. Today's chef specials are unknown. But ask when you get there, because they always have something unique cooking that's not on the menu. That's at Baumhauer's Victory Grill for lunch downtown and on the Boulevard. Happy hour, 11 to 7, Sunday through Friday. So enjoy a great meal, and this afternoon, win a $20 gift card towards paying for that next great meal at Baumhauer's. And by the way, tonight being Wednesday, we are back with our Wednesday night after parties. We hope you will come and join us at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard right after the show. Though the group starts to gather around 5 o'clock. And first timers, we love having you. LaDonna Brooks is our gracious hostess. She'll take you around, introduce you to everybody. And Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are going to be there with us tonight.
Oh, how exciting.
After they appear on the show this afternoon. And it's going to be interesting to tap their legal experience with some of the questions surrounding the Supreme Court choice and more. That will be a happy hour this afternoon. 6:36.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's a pretty routine morning so far with 73 degrees and high humidity. A little bit of dense fog in spots. I noticed that Selma's down to a quarter of a mile and Troy's down to a half a mile. Not too bad at the Montgomery airports. A very hot day today, with a steamy high temperature in the mid-90s and the heat index 100 to 105, widely scattered afternoon storms. So the coverage may be a little bit better than yesterday, but still, most towns will stay dry. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, hot again, mid-90s, isolated to scattered storms. Triple-digit heat indices again on Friday and Saturday with highs in the low to mid-90s. A little better coverage on the storms, I think about a 40% chance in the afternoon and evening hours. And the beach forecast calling for rain chances in the 30 to 40% range Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Gulf water temperature now at 85 this morning. With a little mist in the air, a little steamy. Southwest winds at 3 miles per hour. Temperature is 73 at 6:37.
Thanks, Rich.
It's no problem.
you're gonna love that one, huh?
When I get a new toy, I tend to overdo it a little bit.
Run with that.
Yesterday, my phone rang, and it was a call from Adams Drugs, and my pharmacist, Lamar, he is at the location on Vaughan Road east of Taylor. Known him for years. I've been an Adams Drugs customer in my sixth year now. One of the great moves I've made. Not only do I love the fact that when I walk in, they know me, but they kind of keep track of your medications for you so that if you haven't had something filled and it's expired, they'll remind you, hey, it's time to get this one or that one. I just thought that was very convenient because I'm a busy guy, you know, and sometimes I forget those things. That's one reason why I take medication, so I can remember and keep a nicely balanced brain. So I was able to call back, get those refilled, and I'll pick them up after the show this afternoon. Adams Drugs has 12 locations around the river region, convenient to you. And you can find the one nearest you at adamsdrugs.net.
It's 39 on this Wednesday morning. Playing more board games is one of those things we wish we could all do more.
No.
I love board games. Whether you like traveling or flossing. Flossing? Life is getting in the way.
These are all things that we need to do more of. According to a new survey, people only manage to get a group together to play board games an average of 5 times a year. Now, the survey also found that 17% of us have caught someone cheating at a board game, and 12% of us had tried to psych someone out during a game so they screw up. Wow.
I was acquitted of all cheating charges.
I haven't played a board game in 20 years, so I am not part of this statistic. There's a lot more to talk about, so let's hear from our new friends at the Morning Show News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm with you. I haven't played a board game in years.
We should have a board game night. We should all get together for a cocktail and play board games.
Absolutely.
It'll be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, right.
It's late night.
I have,
as long as Greg's cooking and I'll be there.
You saw that earlier this morning, didn't
you?
Yeah,
the steak and eggs. Yeah.
I make my own board games. Would you like to know the top three?
Okay. Yes. No. Yes. Give us the top three, Greg.
See, when you feed them steak, they'll go along with anything.
Yes, pretty much.
Right. Number three. Okay.
Monotony.
Monotony.
Yeah. It's when I'm just doing nothing and it keeps going on and on. That's a board game. No dice, no money, no park place, just...
Okay, I can't wait to hear number two, then.
This is my friend.
Right. Number two.
Where are the car keys? I play that game every morning.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're always somewhere else.
Yeah.
And
number one.
What did I come into this room for?
It's a fun game.
Anybody else play that at home? We have a game we would like to play with you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
You have right to be concerned.
Here's how it works. I'm going to read a statement. Jay, Emily, and Rich will each give you a possible answer, and you have to decide who's telling the truth.
Oh, boy.
It's the only game I know of that comes in a can and is called Baloney.
Yay.
Are you ready? Here is your first statement. In Bulgaria, newlyweds will play tug of war to determine what? Jay, what do you think the answer is?
How many children that they that they're going to have?
Okay.
I think it would be to see whoever is dominant enough to run the household.
I think it's whose last name will be used.
Okay, so news friends, what do you think? Who's telling
Rich.
The truth here?
I'm going to say Emily.
I'm going to say Rich.
What?
All right, well, the person who gave...
You, Jay.
All right, well, the person who gave the...
what's the right
The person answer? That gave the correct answer, please stand up.
I don't know.
I don't know what the correct answer is.
Emily.
Oh, yay! Oh,
yay!
Girls for the win.
Yes.
Girls for the win.
I got to bring the cool points board back.
Was that one of the most fun things you've ever done? Well, you got time for one more. You want it?
Ever.
All right.
Ever.
Here's the statement.
All right.
Hawaiian punch was originally introduced as what, Jay?
Furniture polish.
Emily?
Caribbean punch.
Ice cream.
All right. Who do you think is telling the truth?
I'm going to go with Emily again.
Thanks.
Emily. I'll go with Jay.
Aw, thanks, Ryan. Sympathy vote.
Well, what's the right answer?
The man we all trust. Rich had the right answer.
Oh.
Ice cream.
It was introduced
as... Is that right?
Now, did you have enough fun with this where we would want to play this again?
No.
I'm not asking them. What do you think?
Oh, you know what? I'm getting the wrap, so we're going to have to go.
Oh, there we go.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, all right. See you.
Baloney.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. All right.
That went well.
Yeah, it went great. Except I didn't.
You guys trust me now.
You can see the floaters in the shot. Look at the shot on the TV from the delay. You can see the floaters in it.
There's the floater game.
Bless it.
Yeah, I didn't know who had the right answer actually.
Yeah, really?
Whenever we did
that. You know what? That was the one part I forgot. But next time we do this, I'll do it in bold.
You have so much to do, like find your keys and remember why you came into that room.
Oh, those weren't that bad.
What? I'm just saying that's why you forgot to tell us who the winner was. Is that because you're playing all those games in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
I was sweating bullets.
Playing that game of cooking breakfast.
Yeah.
And I managed to get it all done, didn't I?
You did great. You did fantastic.
You did in 3 minutes.
It was wonderful.
All right, 6:44, we're going to check traffic. Then we'll come back with today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy. And as I mentioned earlier, something happened in the TV ratings this past week that has not happened all year.
Traffic is brought to you by Oaks Exterminating. Call Ricky Norsworthy, the bug man at Oaks Exterminating, for prompt professional pest control. That's Oaks Exterminating, 265-6674.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Have some information on the slowdown on 85 northbound between East Boulevard and Taylor Road. There is road construction going on there, and it has things really, really slowed down there. I understand that if you get in the far left-hand lanes, you can get through there. The two right-hand lanes are closed down and backed up and everything. So get over to the left, slow down, watch out what you're doing, and you should be able to get through there without too much trouble. Everything else looking okay as far as 65 the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop at Cheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn and McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We have a great radio show planned for you today.
Relaxing, laughing, talking.
Some people drink to excess. You talk to excess.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. If we don't spread gossip, we won't regret what we've said. There was once a man who spread a lot of gossip, and after losing most of his friends, he went to see a pastor and asked him how he could make things right. In reply, the pastor asked the man to climb to the top of the church bell tower with him. Once there, the pastor took a feather pillow and tore it open, allowing all the feathers to be carried off by the wind. Then he turned to the man and handed him the empty pillowcase. When you bring back all the feathers, he said, you will have made things right. The moral of the story is that although we can ask for forgiveness, we can never take our words back. That's why Proverbs 18:8 warns us, words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts. People are eager to hear juicy gossip, and opinions are formed whether or not the information is true. So let's be careful not to spread gossip today. That way, tomorrow, we won't regret what we've said. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016, in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates on auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is the time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, all morning I've been mentioning that the TV ratings this week did something that they hadn't done all year. Not one program of the last week managed to attract 10 million viewers. How about that? 60 Minuets was number one with 7.5. And this is really pathetic. Just barely beat out the Macy's 4th of July fireworks spectacular on TV. Fireworks on TV just don't do it for me.
Nah, same here.
Yeah, but I have watched it in the past. Just that one and the one from Washington on PBS.
Okay, that and when was it the bicentennial? Or when they lit up New York Harbor, whatever it was?
Yeah.
That was huge.
That was cool.
That was followed by Little Big Shots on NBC, Celebrity Family Feud, and America's Got Talent. But apparently not enough to attract more than 6 million viewers to the show. George Clooney was in a serious scooter accident in Italy.
Oh, yesterday. Really bad.
Now, we may not agree with anything that he stands for politically, but we don't want anybody to get hurt either. He ran into a car that pulled out in front, and he shattered the window of the car with his helmet.
Oh, my. Now, doesn't he already have, like, some pre-existing back issues from whatever film that... There was some film where he jacked up his back very badly.
It's very possible. He walked away with a lot of scrapes and bruises, probably some road rash. But it was a close
call.
Good
thing he was wearing that helmet, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which shattered. That's. Yeah. I mean, if that had been a skull, forget it.
God.
Bless it.
Lots of great NFL news. Well, they're busy getting ready to protest with the owners the national anthem rule. We have one with an ex who was badly beaten in an alleged home invasion, and several people have pointed the finger at the football player. His name is LeSean McCoy with the Buffalo Bills. Then we have former NFL player Brandon Browner tried to kill his ex-girlfriend. He is imprisoned on charges of attempted murder. He won two Super Bowls, one with the Patriots, one with the Seahawks. Apparently, he's out of the game and has nothing better to do than try and kill people.
This is why football cards never caught on.
That's true. That's very true.
Harrison Ford will be 79 years old when Indiana Jones 5 comes out.
I read about that.
They haven't even started to film it yet. The release date's been pushed back to July 9th, 2021.
That'll be the 40th anniversary of Raiders.
Oh. Given,
or 50th.
Given his flying skill, there's 40th, hardly 40th. A guarantee that he'll live to see that. And, man, you know, they have to insure a star when they make a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And someone his age with his hobbies.
I mean, he got hurt on the Millennium Falcon, right? When they were filming.
Well, remember, he had a plane crash.
Well, he keeps crashing his plane, basically.
No, but, like, they had to delay... They had to, like, change the filming schedule of that of when whichever Star Wars that was because he screwed his foot or his ankle up or something. Getting in and out of the Millennium Falcon.
The lead story on Drudge this morning is Sacha Baron Cohen mimicking a wounded veteran in order to obtain access to Sarah Palin. That's pretty low.
Yep.
Website did some digging, found 41 covers of Toto's Africa.
What?
Yeah.
41 covers, the most recent by Weezer.
Yeah, I see. I'm a little, I don't know about the Weezer cover.
My favorite is the one that you introduced us to.
The one with the Frankfurt Rock Orchestra?
Yeah.
It is amazing.
I like the fact that the Weezer cover introduced it to an audience that didn't know it.
I like that, too.
And I like the way they did it.
And I like it. I don't dislike it. Yeah. It's just... That's the jury's out on it for me. It feels a little melancholy.
Yeah?
Like, even more than the original.
Huh.
New dad John Stamos says he changes his baby's diapers, and this is the reason this story got my attention, is he uses what he calls a butt spatula.
I'm sorry, what?
We'll have more on that later. And...
You're going to leave us hanging on the butt spatula story?
I don't have pictures yet. I don't know if you can use it on adults.
Hey, guys, we don't have anything for Greg yet for his birthday.
I'm looking it up now.
How about a butt spatula for Greg on his birthday?
You have pictures? You got a link I can put on Facebook?
A spatula for babies? It is. The review of it's the baby bum brush.
The baby bum brush.
And where can we find such a gift idea?
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City! A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
All right, who can name the movie that silly commercial comes from?
That comes from UHF.
Very good.
Weird Al Yankovic's movie.
Once again, points to Jay. And I need to ask all of you, because I'm going to post this on Facebook.
What is it?
That's a social media site that I use frequently, but that's not important. You don't mind that I do that, do you?
It's no problem.
I saw this the other day.
Thanks, Rusty.
I saw this the other day, and my jaw dropped because I could not believe what I was seeing. It's a commercial for Gang detergent, and it's all about a little kid smelling his dad's jockstrap.
Oh!
And I saw that, and I thought, I'd love to know who signed off on that idea. Who came up with it, and why a company that big would run... I'm not kidding. It's disgusting.
It's in the kid's face?
In the kid's face.
Oh, my God.
The whole idea, I guess, is that Gain can make everything smell better.
Well, I do like Gain.
Hey, Dad.
They make Febreze that smells like Gain.
That's just swell.
You didn't make that face at me.
But that's like one of the worst ideas.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a good idea.
Gain smelled great, though. My mom used it, and smelling your shirts and your clothes, and it just reminds me of mom.
It's a good one. Yeah, it's a really good one.
Well, that's a warm fuzzy.
Make little clips for your car, air freshener for your car. It smells like Gain.
I was gonna wait to see if I caught that spot a second time. I hadn't seen it. Then I saw an article about it today because a lot of people are really protesting this.
I agree,
we kind of tend to overreact to things. I just thought that was bad form right from the get go.
I just watched it. 30-second ad. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think.
What did you put in Google for that?
I just typed in Gain commercial jockstrap, and boom, it's all over the place because people are talking about it.
Can you send me that link? I would like to post that on Facebook.
See if I can find a YouTube link. This doesn't come from YouTube.
Well, we're looking for that. Emily's going to talk about Dr. Jeff Pansley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Yeah, something a little more important than a Gain jockstrap.
I agree.
Let's hear your segue.
I really don't have one. Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to talk to you about Dr. Jeff Pansley and the fine folks at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. I actually have an appointment today because I found out after going for an exam that I have less than 50% range of motion in my neck, which is a bad thing. It's not a very good thing. And the good thing is that while I don't know a lot about the chiropractic field, because let's say it's not portrayed on television or in movies as much as surgeons and things like that.
Right.
I've been learning so much from Dr. Jeff Pasley. You don't just go in there and, you know, get adjusted and sent on your way. He tells you what's going on. He explains to you what your problems are and how you're going to work on getting that better. He goes over your plan of treatment with you, and that's just one of many things they do at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They have on-site massage therapy. They accept most insurance plans. They are very mindful of your time and your schedule. They have flexible hours, 7 to noon, Monday, 7 to noon and 2 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then 7 to noon, Tuesday and Thursday. You can set your appointment online. If you're a new patient, you can do your new patient paperwork online. Save yourself some time and get rid of the back pain, the neck pain, the headaches they may cause. If you've been in an accident, and you know, don't go to the doctor and skip the middle step of checking out to see if a chiropractor can help you before you go into surgery for something that could have been fixed with, you know, some work.